This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yud Aleph Tammuz, the great yard site of Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev, the Sar Beis HaZohar, the Rebbe of the Kamarna, who the Kamarna writes about his uncle and Rebbe, Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev, that he raised him on his lap and he served him from the time he was 6 years old until, the Kamarna says about himself, until I was 26 years old. Who could fathom the great Kedusha of Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev? And I'm telling you, and the Kamarna writes this in the Zohar Chai, that I did not accept him as my Rebbe Muvak until he showed me that he has some of the Madregos of none other than the Baal Shem himself. Now, I want to share with you a Dvar Torah of Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev that my good friend Rabbi Rafael Ansel sent me. This is brought in the Sefer Yifrach B'Yomav Tzadik, that Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev asked on last week's Parsha, where Esav says, Loi sa'avar bi, pen b'achar v'etzel k'rosach, don't pass through, don't cross through, I'm going to come out with a sword against you. And in the Pesukim before, Klal Yisrael tell Esav, tell Edom, you know, we were in Mitzrayim, v'nitzak el Hashem, and we cried out to Hashem, and now Esav says back, what do you mean you cry out to Hashem? We're going to come out against you with the sword. You're being misgoeh that you have the koil kol Yaakov. What do you mean? We have the Yadayim Yidei Esav and we're going to come out against you with the sword. Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev. What were Edom saying to Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael said, we cried out to Hashem. So we know when the koil kol Yaakov is heard, then ain't a Yadayim Yidei Esav. So, why is Esav saying, you have the koil, but we have the cherev? No. But if the koil Yaakov is heard, then you don't have the cherev. Secondly, Klal Yisrael's tzaka was listened to in Mitzrayim. So it's effective. So what exactly is Esav saying? So Rav Tzvi Hirsch said the following insight in Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is, Atem mizgoyim b'koyel shohirishchem avichem v'oimrim v'nitzak el Hashem ani eitzei aleichem b'ma shohirishani aviv al-char b'chasichya. You're being arrogant in that your tefillah is niskabel. Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev. Yes, when the Kol Yaakov is heard, the Yadayim Yidei Esav are powerless. But when Klal Yisrael are mizgoyah, when they're boastful about the koyach hatfila that they have, then that Kol Yaakov is not effective in rendering the Yidei Esav ineffective. That's why Rashi says, Atem mizgoyim b'kol shohirishchem avichem. Then we will be able to come out against you with the sword. The Kamarna writes in the Zohar Chai, Chelek Gimel, page Ayin Chesamun Beis, that close to the old age of Rav Tzvi Hirsch, he began to write a chibur on the whole Zohar, to put on it all of his notes on his personal Zohar and in his notebooks, and he composed a very holy chibur. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, in the year Kimeit Seischa, Tav Kuf Tzadik Aleph, he finished his chibur. On Shabbos he became sick, and his holy soul was taken on the night of Yom HaRavi. Says the Kamarna, I stood next to him. I said many tishbachos, and kol habayis hayah malei or u'neshamos. The whole house was full of light and holy neshamos when the soul of Rav Tzvi Hirsch emanated and went up to Shamayim and was nostalgic from Zeh HaElam. Tehei nishmas Tzura b'sar hachaim. He should be megan al kol Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.